Hello. Welcome to the calendar year 2017 Quality Blue Hospital Program episode of Care Costs Open Mic Session. This is the first in the series of the open mic sessions we have arranged for you. I am Lisa D'Amico, the manager of Highmark's Hospital Provider Program, presenting the open mic session. Vetri Pakirapan, Clinical Transformation Consultant for the Hospital Program in the Central Pennsylvania region, prepared the content of the open mic session. With that, let's get started with our session. Slide 2 lists the components and metrics of the calendar year 2017 program in comparison with the calendar year 2016 program. This slide is familiar from the overview sessions and discusses the updates from calendar year 2016 to calendar year 2017 changes. The calendar year 2017 program is relatively consistent with calendar year 2016 and continues to focus on quality of care and patient safety. The intent of the newly included average episode of care cost metric is to facilitate hospitals to address patient management across the continuum with the goal towards higher quality of care, reduced complications, improved coordination, and overall reduction in episode costs. The measure that we will be reviewing today, average episode of care costs for selected conditions, falls in the cost and utilization component and is highlighted in blue on slide 2. This measure was profiled in 2016 and is now a scored measure for calendar year 2017. The Medicare spending per beneficiary ratio, or MSPB, measure is removed from scoring for 2017. Slide 3 gives a brief description and scoring information for the measure. The average episode of care cost metric provides a comparison between your hospital's cost of care for these episodes compared to your surrounding market area. The average episode of care cost metric will focus on three selected episodes of care, which are listed at the top of the slide. Major joint replacement of the lower extremity episode composite relative efficiency score, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, bronchitis, and asthma episode composite relative efficiency score, and simple pneumonia and respiratory infections episode composite relative efficiency score. The total possible points for this part of the program is 30, with 20 possible points for major joints, 5 possible points for COPD, and 5 possible points for simple pneumonia. These episodes were selected because they have significant costs and higher patient volumes, and outcomes may be improved with ongoing provider focus. Later in the program, I will discuss some strategies on how to potentially impact this metric. The time period for measurement begins with episode discharges from October the 1st, 2016 through September the 30th, 2017. This is to allow for 90 days capture of post-discharge claims. The three conditions, major joint replacement, COPD, and pneumonia, will need a minimum of 10 episodes in either commercial or Medicare Advantage populations to be scored at year end. Moving on to slide 4. The Highmark Quality Blue Hospital Program is a claims-based program. Highmark claims data identified with the episodes based upon the specific DRGs listed on this slide will be used to calculate costs across all applicable services for each episode of care, beginning with a DRG discharge and concluding 90 days post-discharge. The average episode of care cost for a hospital is calculated in alignment with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, Bundled Payment Care Improvement, or BPC, Model 2 specifications. To calculate total costs included in an episode, CMS provides a list of exceptions for each episode DRG for allowed hospital and post-acute costs. Highmark follows the CMS logic when calculating metric-specific data. Average episode of care costs include the total cost associated with the initial inpatient hospital facility cost allowed, readmission costs, post-acute facility admission allowed amount, outpatient facility allowed amount, all professional provider allowed amount. The allowed amount includes Highmark payment and patient cost share. Pharmacy claims paid under pharmacy benefit are excluded in the average episode of care cost calculations. Slide 5 provides a snapshot of information that can be found at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services website for bundled payments for care improvement Model 2. You can find the specifications for data collection for episodes in the website. There is a wealth of information located on the CMS site. The bottom of the slide provides the web address for the CMS BPCI or BPCI Model 2 site. We are now on slide 6. All hospitals will receive Highmark-generated average episode of care cost reports. The reports are monthly Medicare Advantage and commercial patient episode detail reports and quarterly episode reports. We will review these reports in more detail by starting with the quarterly report. If you are a participant in the Quality Blue Hospital program in 2016, these reports would be familiar to you as this measure was profiled in 2016. Slide 6 is an example of a quarterly average episode of care cost report for major joint replacement of the lower extremity for the commercial population. The information provides the comparison between a hospital's cost and the same average cost of care for the same episode in a hospital's market area. This is called the relative efficiency score and is highlighted in yellow on the slide. In this example, the episode total average cost of the hospital for its commercial population is $25,224, and the Western Pennsylvania market is $24,985. This gives the relative efficiency score of 1.0096. In other words, the hospital's cost is 0.96% higher than the market. A relative efficiency score of 1 means that the average episode of care cost of the hospital is about the same as the market. And a relative efficiency score greater than 1 indicates that the costs are higher than the market, and less than 1 indicates the costs are less than the market. Individual episodes are scored combining an aggregated weighted average of the Medicare Advantage and the commercial population to determine the composite relative efficiency score for an episode. Slide 7 gives an illustration of the quarterly average episode of care cost report. This report contains aggregated cost information for both the commercial and Medicare Advantage populations. In this report, for COPD episodes, you can see that the relative efficiency score for the commercial population is 1.7040, and the relative efficiency score for Medicare Advantage population is 1.6945. The episode costs are further broken down in the tables at the bottom. For example, the initial inpatient cost of the hospital for the commercial population is $19,581, and the market cost is $10,040, with a relative efficiency score of 1.9503. I want to call your attention to the bottom left-hand slide of slide 7. The episode volume for commercial population, and note that the volume is at 3. At the end of the year, if there's not at least 10 episodes, then the relative efficiency score for this hospital's commercial population would not be scored. Slides 8 and 9 describe the step-by-step process for calculating each episode composite relative efficiency score. This has been previously reviewed during the 2017 hospital overview presentation, but let's take a few minutes to review the methodology for calculating the composite relative efficiency score. Slide 8 lists the steps for the calculation in steps 1 through 4. For step 1, we determine the hospital and market average episode of care costs for each patient population, commercial and Medicare Advantage members. In step 2, the hospital's commercial population average episode of care costs is multiplied by the hospital's commercial episode volume, and that total is then added to the hospital's Medicare Advantage population, multiplied by the hospital's Medicare episode volume. In step 3, the market commercial average episode of care costs are multiplied by the hospital's commercial episode volume, and that total is then added to the market Medicare Advantage average episode of care costs, multiplied by the hospital's Medicare Advantage episode volume. In step 4, the composite relative efficiency score is equal to the step 2 result divided by the step 3 result. This detailed information is also available in the calendar year 2017 Quality Blue Hospital Program Manual. Slide 9 illustrates an example of calculating the composite relative efficiency score for determining overall point allocation. Beside the commercial banner, you will see the market average episode cost is listed as $25,000. Listed in red is the commercial hospital volume of 250, and to the right is the hospital average episode cost of $24,000. Beside the Medicare Advantage banner, you will see the market average episode cost is $26,000. Listed in blue is the Medicare Advantage hospital volume of 100, and to the right is the hospital average episode cost of $25,000. To determine the composite relative efficiency score, first, multiply the commercial hospital average episode cost of $24,000 by the commercial hospital volume of 250 and add that to the sum of the Medicare Advantage hospital average episode cost of $25,000 multiplied by the Medicare Advantage hospital volume of 100 for a total of $8,500,000. Now, multiply the commercial hospital volume of 250 by the market average episode cost of $25,000 and add that to the Medicare Advantage hospital volume of 100 multiplied by the Medicare Advantage average episode cost of $26,000 for a total of $8,850,000. We divide the first total of $8,500,000 by the second total of $8,850,000, which gives us the composite relative efficiency score of 0.96. Participants earn full points for a composite relative efficiency score of less than or equal to 0.95. Partial proportional points are determined by a sliding scale for composite relative efficiency scores greater than 0.95 and less than 1.10. 0 points are given for composite relative efficiency scores of greater than or equal to 1.10. Scoring information is presented on slide 10. Different point values are earned for each of the selected episode relative efficiency scores. For the major joint episode of care, a maximum of 20 points are earned for a relative efficiency score of less than or equal to 0.95. For COPD and simple pneumonia, a maximum of 5 points are earned for a relative efficiency score of less than or equal to 0.95. For mid-level point allocation for major joint, if the composite relative efficiency score is greater than 0.95 but less than 1.10, the number of points earned are determined on a sliding scale and calculated by subtracting the achieved relative efficiency score from 1.10 and dividing by 0.15, and then multiplying that number by the maximum points available for the metric. In the case of major joints, this would be multiplying by 20. Mid-level point allocation for COPD and simple pneumonia are calculated using a similar formula, but taking into account the maximum points for these metrics is 5, and so, therefore, multiplied by 5. The number of points earned is determined by subtracting the relative efficiency score, a score identified as greater than 0.95 and less than 1.10, from 1.10 divided by 0.15, and then multiplying that number by 5. 0 points are earned for a relative efficiency score greater than or equal to 1.10 for each selected episode category, major joint, COPD, and simple pneumonia. On the bottom of slide 10, as a continuation of the prior slide 9 illustrative example, we provide an example of a calculation for determining points earned for major joint replacement of the lower extremities. To determine the points awarded for this example, subtract the relative efficiency score of 0.96 from 1.10 divided by 0.15 multiplied by 20, the maximum points allowed, for an overall 18.7 points awarded for major joint replacement of the lower extremity. As I stated earlier in the presentation, the average episode of care cost metric provides a comparison between your hospital's cost of care for these episodes compared to your surrounding market area. Previously, during the general overview session, we were asked about the definition for market region. Slide 11 defines the market regions for Western Pennsylvania, Central Pennsylvania, Northeastern Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Delaware and lists the counties of the hospitals that are in each market region. For example, for facilities in the Western Pennsylvania region, the market area includes 29 counties, which are listed at the top of slide 11. Slide 12 and the next two slides are visual representations of the next set of reports I will review. These are the monthly patient-level detail reports that you will receive around the 20th of each month. These reports contain patient demographic information, including patient name, member identification number, date of birth, admitting hospital, and so on. However, due to patient privacy regulations, these fields are not shown on this slide. The information regarding episode condition, admission, discharge, and episode end date, DRG code, and the total cost for each episode are shown on this slide. To review the report, each row provides information specific to each patient. For example, the first row in the slide, the episode condition is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, with an admission date of January the 2nd, 2016, a discharge date of January the 5th, 2016, and an episode end date of April 4th, 2016. It is important to note the episode end date is the 90th day from the date of discharge, which is April the 4th, 2016. The total cost for this patient's care is $9,342, which reflects $6,597 worth of initial inpatient costs, outpatient costs of $682, and professional costs of $2,062. The last column, labeled Days from Discharge Report Run, represents the total number of days from discharge until the report was produced. In row 1, circled in red, is the number 177. This number, 177 days, identifies the information in row 1 as a complete episode of care because it is well beyond the 90-day time frame. If you look at row 7, the number for the last column is 6. This does not represent a complete episode of care cost because it does not reflect a 90-day time frame. There are still 84 days needed to complete the episode. To further understand the data in the monthly patient-level report, let us look at another patient example on slide 13, row 1. See the red circles indicating inpatient costs and readmission costs. Initial inpatient costs include all inpatient facility allowed amounts, and readmission costs include all facility allowed amounts associated with the readmission following the index discharge. Again, the allowed amount includes Highmark paid amount plus the patient's cost share. So in row 1, the episode is COPD, the inpatient cost of the episode is $8,079, and the readmission cost is $6,597. In slide 14, we look at non-acute care costs. Post-acute cost includes all post-acute facility admission allowed amounts. This includes services such as inpatient rehab, skilled nursing facility, long-term rehab, and so on. Post-acute facility admission cost does not include the original anchor admission that started the capture of the episode, nor does it capture readmission. Outpatient cost includes all outpatient facility allowed amounts incurred from episode start date to end date. Professional cost includes allowed amounts for all professionals, which are incurred from episode begin date and episode end date. For example, costs from physician extenders, anesthesiologists, physical therapists, specialists, etc. So looking at the episode on the second row in the report, for the major joint condition, the post-acute cost is $7,804, outpatient cost is $1,675, and the professional cost is $3,192. The data in the reports will help you to identify potential issues for these patient populations by looking for trends. For example, are there more readmission costs associated for patients with COPD than other COPD post-acute care costs? If so, this indicates the need to address how your facility is working to reduce readmissions with this patient population. We will discuss potential interventions later in the presentation. Slide 15 gives a screenshot of the reports page at the NaviNet User Interface, UI, where your hospital reports can be found. Please note that the monthly patient-level detail cost reports are provided separately for commercial and Medicare Advantage populations. The quarterly report aggregates average episode of care reports in a separate report. If you need assistance in accessing or understanding your reports on the user interface, you may contact your assigned clinical transformation consultant or provider account liaison. We've reviewed the metric, the scoring, and the reports available to you in order to assist with understanding your hospital's performance and evaluating opportunities to improve. Let us now take a look at some strategies and best practices in managing the average episode of care costs. Some of the best practices I will share in the next few slides you may already be doing at your facility. Slide 17 lists some best practices for reducing readmissions, post-discharge emergency department visits, and decreasing post-acute care costs taken from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Bundled Payments for Care Improvement Initiative Models 2 through 4 Year 2 Evaluation and Monitoring Annual Report. These best practices identified in the CMS document include standardization of clinical protocols for appropriate use of medications for conditions, standardized devices and implants, patient discharge, follow-up protocols, and pain management. Standardized processes may decrease variation in patient care. An example of standardized clinical protocols are care pathways. In calendar year 2016, Quality Blue participating hospitals were asked to confirm if clinical pathways were in place for selected episodes as part of the Quality Blue Hospital Calendar Year 2016 program. Care pathways are used to provide a standardized approach to manage healthcare quality and improve outcomes through the reduction of variability in clinical practice. Pathways are used to provide actions that align with best practices for the majority of patients for most of the time. Enhancement in care delivery is another area of focus for hospitals. Hospitals may need to review their transition of care and medication reconciliation processes to identify improvement opportunities for improvement. Hospitals may also want to determine how to promote enhanced collaboration with physicians and post-acute care providers and encourage post-acute care facilities and home health agencies to use specific treatment protocols for patients with specific conditions. Previous best practices utilized by some of our Quality Blue participating hospitals in previous Quality Blue hospital program years have been to schedule routine meetings with area nursing homes to discuss readmission rates and patient care issues, and implementation of pharmacy rounds to perform medication reconciliation with patients upon admission. Care coordination is another area of opportunity to address in reducing care costs. Potential areas of focus to promote care coordination might be meeting patients prior to surgery for preoperative education, discussing and identifying the most appropriate level of care for the patient after discharge, and tracking the patient's progress throughout their episode of care. Slide 18 continues with best practices from the previously referenced CMS report in order to reduce readmissions, post-discharge emergency department visits, and post-acute care costs. Identified interventions include engaging the patient in their treatment and recovery process through the use of written educational materials and coaches, teaching patients how to prepare for surgery and what to expect after surgery, and assessing patient risk for the psychosocial state of the home, medical history, diabetes status, presence of stairs in the home, and current medications. Also included is the need to leverage technology for data sharing with post-acute care providers and having analytics to support decision-making processes. Slide 19 provides an interesting case study conducted by Cleveland Clinic and published in the New England Journal of Medicine's Catalyst Portal. The report was written to share an early assessment of the impact of participating in the CMS bundled payment for total joint replacement. The goals of the study were to test the financial and quality of care impacts of the BPCI initiative for total joint replacement, and create a model that delivers clinical quality and financial success. The study reported that an early analysis at Euclid Hospital showed favorable results in both financial and clinical outcomes. They credit their success to the adoption of the Complete Care Program. The Complete Care Program comprised of three pillars of care path utilization, care coordination, and connected care. Care path utilization promoted evidence-based best practice guidelines to ensure consistent care for every episode of care. Care coordination promoted a single point of contact through the use of a care coordinator, and connected care focused on care transitions in the post-acute setting to decrease fragmentation of care delivery. The results of the study are listed in slide 20. Findings identified reductions in the average length of stay for the condition reduced from 3.4 days to between 2.67 and 3.01 days each quarter. The rate of catheter-associated urinary tract infections reduced from 5.2 to 0 for each of the quarters. 30-day readmissions decreased from 5% to between 1.6% and 2.7% each quarter. Discharge to home with and without home health care increased from 39% to a quarterly range of 68% to 75%, and hospital consumer assessment of healthcare providers and systems, or HCAHPS, overall rating increased from a baseline of 74% to between 78 and 88% each quarter. Impressive results. Many of you may already have implemented some of these interventions at your facility. Slide 21 lists the key takeaways from the Cleveland Clinic study. They are, 1, it is possible for a hospital to both improve care and succeed financially under CMS BPCI for total joint replacement with enhanced financial performance for both the hospital and the insurer. Care redesign across the episode of care is essential to delivering high-quality care and favorable financial value creation underneath an organized bundled payment. And third, identifying a physician champion at the outset and use of a specialty care coordinator throughout the care process are both essential to success. We've reviewed some best practices on previous slides. Now, in order to work on this metric, where do you start? Slides 22 and 23 summarize potential strategies hospitals may want to use to impact the average episode of care cost metric. Care redesign. Work to identify gaps in your system that may be barriers for achieving high-quality, low-cost care delivery. Study your current workflows, processes, and take corrective actions. Standardized care pathways for the three episode conditions that are included in this metric. Your facility may already have implemented the care pathways as a part of the innovation component for our 2016 hospital program. It is a good idea to reassess and make sure that the care pathways are being followed in the units. Clinical care pathways are associated with reduced in-hospital errors, complications, and improved documentation. In general, care pathways report a positive impact on clinical outcomes, cost reduction, patient satisfaction, and teamwork and process outcomes. Performance tracking. As in any quality improvement project or activity, keeping track of the progress will help you in assessing and reorienting your process towards the intended goal. As we saw earlier in the presentation, Highmark's episode of care cost reports give you valuable data regarding cost and utilization for your patients. Review and analyze these episodes of care cost reports on a regular basis in order to identify cost reduction opportunities and strategies. Patient-level episode reports would assist you in identifying trends and patterns in patients or services that are high-cost drivers and help you in your cost reduction efforts. Physician engagement. Engagement of clinical leadership is an essential ingredient for success. Identifying a physician champion who is committed to care redesign and improving the quality of care is important. Care coordination. An effective care coordination strategy helps in reducing waste and improving seamless, defect-free care transition. This facilitates efficient patient management across the care continuum. The best practice is to make the care coordinator as the patient's single point of contact. He or she reaches out to the patient before, during, and after a hospital stay and follows the patient post-discharge through the episode of care. Continuing on the strategies for impacting episode of care costs in slide 23, education and consistent messaging. All stakeholders, hospital staff, affiliated physicians, patients, and families must have a shared expectation of what will occur throughout the episode of care. educate the staff on the standardized care protocols. It helps in reducing variations in care provided to the patient. Educate the patient regarding the protocols and on what to expect during the hospital stay and post-discharge. This helps in improving patient-family engagement in care processes. Post-acute care partnerships. Explore ways for care management and discharge teams to work closely with the hospital's referral sites in order to educate them on the protocols and obtain buy-in. Develop processes for maintaining an ongoing relationship with aligned goals to improve patient outcomes while reducing costs. For example, schedule routine meetings with area nursing homes to discuss readmission rates and patient care issues. Slide 24 not only provides the resources used for this open mic session, but also provides additional information to assist you in your efforts to work on the episode of care cost metric. There has been a lot of information shared during today's presentation, which I hope you will find useful to support your efforts to manage the average episode of care cost for your facility. Before we conclude today's session, I want to share slide 25 with you, which provides you with a schedule of future open mic sessions. Please reach out to your assigned clinical transformation consultant and or provider account liaison for additional assistance if needed. This concludes the presentation for the average episode of Care Cost Metric. Thank you for listening.